Good morning, how are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it, rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and be thankful. I just got up. I've been gone the last couple of days. I was actually in Dallas with a doctor, and I'm happy to be back, and I apologize for not sending out the teachings. I should do something where I have like backup things, but I don't. I'm not at that level yet. I'm not at that level. But this morning I was reading in Romans, and I just love this part of the word where it talks about the creation is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. But I'll go into this real quick. If you go to verse 16 of Romans chapter 8, it says, "The Holy Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with, that we may be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." And this glory is that which attracts attention. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory or that which attracts attention when Jesus Christ comes back and we are seen as we are and He is seen as He is. There is going to be a time when all this stuff is getting wrapped up and the sufferings that are going on right now, it's not even comparable. Verse 19, "For the earnest expectation of the creation," and that's the anxious looking with outstretched hands of the creation, "waiteth for the unveiling of the sons of God. For the creation was made subject or submitted to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of Him who hath subjected the same in hope." I just think this is amazing. This creation waits for us essentially to come home, to be made visible. Everything has to do with building the relationship with God, learning to love God. Everything has to do with Christ coming back and us getting out of here. This time is temporary. Verse 21, "Because the creation itself also shall be delivered or set free from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now." Everything is suffering. Everything is suffering. And that's kind of mind-blowing. I always think about sometimes what heaven's going to be like, and this is absolutely not in the Word, but I always think about what heaven is going to be like, and if it's this good, if there are times in this life that it's this good now, it's going to be something tremendous. It is going to be something tremendous, and the whole creation is waiting for it. It's waiting for you to be made visible, manifested. Because we're children of God. We're children of the Creator. It's special. You're special. Verse 22, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit," or the Holy Spirit, "even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption," or the sonship, "of the redemption of our body." Verse 24, "For we are saved by the expectation of future good," or by hope. "But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for?" The hope, the way God set this up is the expectation of future good. Everything in our existence waits for it. We wait for it. The creation waits for it. But it's not going to be seen until it comes. It's not going to be seen until it comes. So we're here. And you got to be thankful for the moments in your life. I want to finish up with this. Verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." Everything in your life works together for good, even when it's raining, even when there's a storm a brewing. Everything in your life works together for good. And you want to know what's crazy is that this expectation of future good, it purifieth yourself. It purifies. Set your mind on Christ. Set your mind on the future coming, because it's all getting wrapped up. Have a beautiful day today. Don't forget to pray. And when you pray, you declare your prayers of personal need, what you need. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for the moments therein. I just ask that you show me how to kind of rejuvenate and take a day off where I kind of get the energy back, Father. I thank you for every single thing that you do for us. I thank you for your word and how much it builds up. I thank you for your believers and that you just continually take care of them. And I ask for a great day today, and I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.